Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. National Security Correspondent Charlie Daggett reports CBS News has learned the Navy plans to remove the names of some prominent Americans from ships, including civil rights leaders and also the USNS Harvey Milk.
It's a support ship, so not a battleship, but named after the gay rights advocate and Navy veteran who was assassinated in 1978. In addition, documents obtained by CBS show other vessels for renaming under a recommended list, and they include Thurgood Marshall, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Harriet Tubman.
Elon Musk is making it clear he does not like the House-passed budget bill now before the Senate. More from correspondent Erica Brown, including comments of House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
In a social media post, Musk called the legislation pork-filled and a disgusting abomination and told members of Congress who voted for the measure, you know you did wrong. Musk's comments created a stir on Capitol Hill Tuesday, with a number of Democrats delighted by the post.
Breaking news, Elon Musk and I agree with each other.
Republican senators pushed back on Musk.
Federal officials say the wife and five children of the man accused of attacking demonstrators in Boulder have been taken into custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
A White House post said they could be deported. Two Department of Homeland Security officials told CBS News the Trump administration is considering a regulation that would prevent most asylum seekers from getting work permits. Immigration reporter Camille Montoya-Galvez tells us they would suspend new work permits until all asylum claims are adjudicated within an average of 180 days.
Even if that goal is reached, which is very unlikely given the current constraints and backlogs, officials would increase the waiting period for asylum seekers to be eligible for a work permit from 6 months to 1 year.
More of us are using buy now, pay later plans to stretch our budgets.
You feel like you've got more room in your budget than you actually do because you say, hey, that's future Kelly's problem. That's future Nancy's problem. Yes. And you start to add multiple BNPLs to your docket that month instead of thinking, oh, wow, I've already committed to this payment in the future. But at the same time, it also does allow cash-strapped folks to make some of those purchases that are essential.
That's Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady. The Department of Education says borrowers in default on student loans will no longer be at risk of having Social Security benefits garnished.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Brewers lose in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers were up 2-0 over the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Freddie Peralta got the start from Milwaukee. Looked sharp until about the seventh inning. Top of the ninth, two outs. The tying run on second base. And the Brewers' Jake Bowers hit one to deep center field, about 406 feet. But Red center fielder TJ Friedl makes the leaping catch over the fence. Game over. The Reds win 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Game three, a day game tomorrow. NFL, Packers OTAs going on in Green Bay. The Packers had 11 wins last season but came up short in the playoffs. Defensive back Keyshawn Nixon on what went wrong at the end.
I think sometimes we play to the competition. When you want to win the Super Bowl, it don't matter who you play, you got to come out and play. We won 11 games last year, but we lost two games to three teams, and then we lost to the Bears. The next hump is to beat the teams that we lost to.
That's Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms around in the overnight. Clouds, areas of smoke as well, with morning lows in the lower 50s and a north and northwest breeze. On Wednesday, areas of smoke mixed with some sunshine. High temperatures warming to the middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, where cloudy skies right now, Mr. Zommers. Some rain just passed through here, but hopefully It clears out this pollen. I got home yesterday. I thought I had no business doing a show yesterday because I felt terrible. And it was in my voice. I think I said it was June 1st yesterday. It was June.
Did you? I don't remember.
It was June 2nd. Today is June 3rd, as it turns out. How are you feeling?
Feeling all right. You know, I was outside earlier and it's like, oh, tut, tut, it looks like rain, as the great and wise Pooh Bear once said.
Yes.
And I feel like my allergies always pipe up after it rains because
really?
It washes after all the rain. Pollen down. And then just for that day or that afternoon, it's worse and then goes back to normal. I don't know. I don't really understand it, but it seems to work that way.
Line of thunderstorms moving through the state of Wisconsin. We had some showers and thunderstorms. It got to severe levels down in Rock County, just below Madison, a little bit earlier. Right now, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for our listeners on WAUK in Waukesha County. Also for people in Milwaukee, heads up as these storms are moving directly towards downtown Milwaukee. At about 3 minutes ago or so, a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from near Oconomowoc to near Wind Lake, moving at 55 miles per hour. Associated with these storms are wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour. Expect damage to roof siding and trees. Places and towns and cities and villages in the line of these storms include Waukesha, New Berlin, Brookfield, Menominee Falls, Pewaukee, Sussex, Heartland, Maguadago, Oconomowoc, amongst others. So be aware of that. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for another 5 or 10 minutes or so for Waukesha County. Would not surprise me if that is extended into Milwaukee sometime soon. So right now, basically all this, the strongest line of storms is from the state line between Wisconsin and Iowa, just to the west of Kenosha. And then it goes all the way up to the Fond du Lac, Oshkosh area. And all those storms are moving to the east. Also, we have a special weather statement up in Shawnee County as well. So maybe perhaps some of our GBW listeners there on the outside edge of it. Not a severe weather statement, a special weather service, they call it, in central Oconto County and western Shawnee County. So not quite at severe levels. But as we pull out on the radar here, we can see that there is a variety of storms all across the state of Wisconsin, from central Wisconsin, basically along Highway 29, and then going all the way down to the state line. And all of those storms are pretty much east now of Madison. That sets up for perhaps more storms later on this late this afternoon and into tonight. The thinking goes that if the sun is able to come out in between these storms, that could fuel possibly stronger storms this afternoon, but we shall see. If anything, I hope it takes out the dang pollen. Big show for us today. Coming up in hour number two, the sports director of Civic Media, Jimmy Cuska, will join us. We've been following this for a while. Jimmy Cuska, of course, is a high school coach and on the school board in Boscobel, Wisconsin, in Southwest Wisconsin. Jimmy's going to be in talking about the new NIL deal, name, image, and likeness for Wisconsin high school athletes. And you say, well, Todd, I don't have a kid in high school. It doesn't affect me. Well, maybe, maybe not. Many of the businesses that you enjoy may be deciding to endorse a local high school athlete. And I really think it has at least the opportunity to change in some way the way that we viewed high school sports across this state. But Jimmy will be in because he'll walk us through kind of the particulars. I think the big takeaway for me, we'll double check this with Jimmy. Very, very few kids, student athletes, in my opinion, are going to walk away with great big huge deals. Maybe a handful in the top sports, boys and girls, who are really, really good. But I'm not sure we're going to see, you know, two or three guys or gals on a high school basketball team making $500,000 a year. Probably not.
At least for now.
At least for now. So we'll talk to Jimmy about that. Also, the high school sports season is winding down. So Jimmy will be here in hour number two as well. As a what's worse for the day. It's spring, Zomers, almost summer. For those listening at home, I am not on any prescribed medications right now. It's all over the counter. It's Sudafed, Claritin, Fluticasone, Ibuprofen. I'm still just nutty. Sorry. What's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? That's coming up in hour number two as well.
Yikes.
We'll talk about that. We're going to get into a top Wisconsin news story of the day. First, a quick special announcement. That's over the top. An acknowledgement, put it that way. So I've heard now from more people overnight who are regular listeners of this program on the podcast version. And we record this and you can listen to it online. I want folks to know we are aware of a situation here. It's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to Zomers. It's beyond our control. So apparently now, I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but Spotify and all these places that host our podcast, they've enabled, get this, AI now, who is going through, and what they're doing into these podcasts are finding licensed music. So our theme song from George Michael, Freedom, is a quote-unquote technically licensed song. If we play Taylor Swift like we did yesterday, that is a licensed song. Pretty in a couple of minutes, we're going to play Kenny Chesney, Summertime, our little theme for our Text to Win contest, licensed music. So these places that host our podcast, they flag that until we say, no, we're not stealing anything, or it's a legitimate use, and then we basically unflag it. Well, that's a lot of rigmarole. So for right now, what's happening to avoid this and not having our podcast play at all is that we are taking the music out for the podcast listeners. So if you're listening on the podcast later on, it's going to sound very, very weird. And many of our listeners have told me that, like, when we play a song, you hear this from Todd. It's like people. I didn't know this until people told me. So I apologize for that. Zomers has nothing to do with it. It's beyond his control. He's doing a great job as always. And I'm told now it's being worked on.
Yes, a solution. we're working on a solution.
So a solution is being worked on by people far, far smarter than me. But I wanted to let you know we're aware of it. Thank you for those who have reached out and said, do you know what's going on here? And I thought it was fair because, as it turns out, we have at least a notable amount of people that listen to this show on podcast. And I wanted to let you know that we're aware of it and we're working on it. And here, Zomers, correct me if I'm wrong, if you don't want to hear Todd's heavy breathing while we play music, and who would, quite frankly, people could go to YouTube, right, and Facebook and Twitter and watch the video version, and everything's there. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yes. All right. That is exactly as it is live.
So my suggestion, until we get this podcast mess fixed, just go to the Civic Media YouTube channel, or you can go to the Todd Allball Show. It's at Allball Show on Twitter, X, and the Todd Allball Show on Facebook. And Zomers post the entire show there. Unfortunately, you got to see my mug, but the video's there. But you can listen to the audio part in its entirety, music and all. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Hey, fantastic. I got something right. 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for our summertime sizzling text to win contest. Here we go.
And it's 2 bad feet on the dashboard. It's
summertime. Kenny Chesney, doesn't feel like summer right now. Well, I guess summer rain a little bit. It is the correct title is the Scotty Summer Text to Win. Wasn't there a sizzle in it last year?
At some point.
Yeah, there was a sizzle last year. There's no sizzle in the title.
Not in the summer one. I think one of the contests did have sizzle in there somewhere.
I think it was. But let me tell you, your opportunity is to win fabulous prizes is indeed sizzling. So here's how it works. You download the Civic Media app, and if you don't have it, go to your favorite app store, type in Civic Media. It takes less than a minute. It's free. Download the app, then open it up. The first 11 stations are ours. Click on one of those, the one closest to you, or anyone will do. Then in the lower right-hand corner, it says text. You click on the text, and then I'm going to give you a word. You text in. At the end of this hour, someone today is going to win a fresh, crisp, clean $100 Benjamin Franklin United States currency bill. $100 on the line just for this hour. And then everybody's going to get entered in for one of two fabulous grand prizes at the end of this two-week contest. Somebody is going to go home with a beautiful Wisconsin vacation to the Baraboo Dells area or a Door County getaway. And guess what? We're giving you a gas card to fill up your tank and get there and back. So these are great prizes. And some shows are going to give away Brewers tickets to our club level seats. We said this yesterday. I'm not looking for a fight, you understand. I'm a pretty peaceful guy. I'm a lover, not a fighter. It's Pride Month. Anyway, we've been pitted now against national radio host. He has the number 9 ranked radio show in America, Tom Hartman, who comes on before us. And apparently now there's a contest between Hartman and I on who gets the most texts. Lots is on the line here. So we're trying to take down Tom Hartman. As if that were possible. So help us, help yourself out. Win $100. Be eligible for one of our two beautiful grand prize Wisconsin vacation getaway and participate. Here we go. Open up the Civic Media app, click text, and text the following word. Today's word is lake. L-A-K-E. Lake. The word is lake. L-A-K-E. You can tune into John and Gordy every morning and hear the fabulous and talented Catherine Lake.
I don't know if that's the intended use, but it is accurate.
It is. Or you could go to your favorite summertime lake to cool off.
Well, you know, there's nothing quite like drinking a couple 2-3 beers on the boat while you're fishing out on the lake.
Exactly. Text the word lake, L-A-K-E, right now to the Civic Media app. You only have 1 hour. This contest ends at 3 o'clock and double zeros. Straight up. And this is the beautiful part of this contest. You're only in competition with people listening to this show. So your chances of winning are quite good, as it turns out. We give you a chance to win in the morning on one of our morning shows, and then with Hartman, with us, and Maggie Dawn. So tune in every hour throughout the day. Right now, text the word LAKE, L-A-K-E. $100 is on the line right now. And in this economy, Who couldn't use $100? Come on back, an update on a story from Milwaukee. A guy was set up by a Trumpster. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Paddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, June 3rd. Zombers on the board. Want to take a look at this story. And we talked a little bit about this before when it was first breaking. I think, what was it, Zombers last week? According to ABC WISN Channel 12 out of Milwaukee. Regarding a Milwaukee inmate now admitting that he wrote to Donald Trump in a threatening letter to frame an immigrant. And I think this story is important. Number one, because it's just a tragedy to the poor guy who is set up. But B, it shows, in my opinion at least, how the Trump administration is largely disregarding facts. And whatever they think is going to market good for their cause, they're going to go with. And remember J.D. Vance, when he was still U.S. Senator running for vice president, on the record, he said, look, we'll make stuff up if we have to win. That was all about the lie about eating the cats and dogs. Turned out not to be true. And when he was caught, well, you know, we'll make up stuff to win. That is proving true. Here now, according to WISN in Milwaukee, it says, when the United States Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem publicly praised the arrest of Ramon Morales-Reyes as the suspect initially believed to be responsible for writing a letter threatening to shoot President Donald J. Trump, It added fuel to the already fiery debate over immigration in America and Southeast Wisconsin. However, Noam's definitive identification of Morales Reyes, age 54, as the person who wrote the letter was inaccurate, according to newly filed records. Milwaukee County prosecutors yesterday identified another man, Demetric Scott, as the writer, in what turned out to be an elaborate plot to get Morales Reyes, potential spam on my phone. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn the phone down today. Back to the story.
SMH my head.
I know. It turned out to be an elaborate plot, this did, to get Morales Reyes deported and eliminate the chance of him testifying against Scott in a violent armed robbery case. Morales Reyes, according to Milwaukee County court records, identified Scott, 52, as the man who kicked him off his bicycle in September of 2023 and cut him with something sharp before riding off with the bike. Scott is scheduled to stand trial in the armed robbery case next month. So this schmuck, Demetric Scott, is accused of, this guy's just riding along, Mr. Morales Reyes, riding along on his bike. This other guy just attacks him, gets him off the bike, cuts him with something, and steals the guy's bike. Back to the story from WISN, according to criminal complaint filed in the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, Scott used the rhetoric surrounding immigration to bolster his desire to keep Morales Reyes from testifying against him. Going to step back from the article. It's an important line in this story. Read it again. Scott used the rhetoric surrounding immigration to bolster his desire to keep Morales Reyes from testifying against him. The rhetoric. We've talked about this a lot. It was one of my biggest concerns, quite frankly, fears, when Trump was running in 2016. When he made fun of the reporter, I believe, who had cerebral palsy, physically and verbally mocked him. When he was saying terrible, horrific things about immigrants. When he called the white nationalist protesters in Charleston who had torches, saying that some of those folks were good people. And I said, it's not so much necessarily, at the time I said this in 2016, I said, it's not so much Trump himself that frightens me, concerns me. It's that I've worked with young people enough over my years in various positions that they're impressionable. And I said, I really believe this is going to be a case, whether we like it or not, not just young people, but many of us, look to the President of the United States and we take our cue from that. Maybe we don't think so. Maybe it's subconscious. But we kind of take a cue from that. And I said, I'm afraid this is going to kind of unleash a lot of suppressed racism, hatred against people. And we've seen it right here in Wisconsin, right? Eastern Wisconsin. Latest case was Waterford, Wisconsin, between Madison and Milwaukee, where high school youth teams that are predominantly white are making racial slurs and writing things in the locker room of teams that are predominantly non-white. The rhetoric surrounding immigration led this guy to bolster his desires to keep Morales Reyes from testifying against him. Back to the story, the complaint said Scott penned multiple letters, containing threats to kill Mr. Trump and Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and addressed them to Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman. Quote, "We are tired of this president messing with us Mexicans. We have done more for this country than you whites. You have been deporting my family and now I think it's time." I'm not going to read the rest. Basically a threat on Trump's life. Then it says, "I'll deport myself back to Mexico, but not before I use my 30-yard six to shoot your precious president in his head." And it goes on from there. We'll come back. I want to walk through this a little bit more. And why is it that Christy Nome still has this up on her social media that this guy is guilty after the other guy confessed. Back with more. Stay tuned for Agricultural Update News, Weather, and Sports. It's the Todd Lovell Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Navy plans to remove the names of historically prominent civil rights leaders from ships and one named after a gay Navy veteran.
CBS News has obtained U.S. Navy documents that outline timelines for renaming the USNS Harvey Milk, and that the name change could be announced to coincide with Pride Month this month.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries had some fun quoting from Elon Musk's surprise posted description of the Republican budget sent by the House to the Senate.
The GOP tax scam is a disgusting abomination.
Homeland Security Secretary Christy Nome says the wife and daughters of the suspect in the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, are now caught up in the investigation.
Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody.
U.S. tariffs of 50% on steel and aluminum took effect this hour. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers lose in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers were up 2-0 over the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Freddy Peralta got the start from Milwaukee. Looked sharp until about the seventh inning. Top of the ninth, two outs, the tying run on second base. And the Brewers' Jake Bowers hit one to deep center field, about 406 feet. But Red center fielder DJ Friedel makes the leaping catch over the fence. Game over. The Reds win 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Game three, a day game tomorrow. NFL, Packers OTAs going on in Green Bay. The Packers had 11 wins last season but came up short in the playoffs. Defensive back Keyshawn Nixon on what went wrong at the end.
I think sometimes we play to the competition. When you want to win the Super Bowl, it don't matter who you play, you got to come out and play. We won 11 games last year, but we lost two games to three teams, and then we lost to the Bears. The next hump is to beat the teams that we lost to.
That's Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms around in the overnight. Clouds, areas of smoke as well, with morning lows in the lower 50s and a north and northwest breeze. On Wednesday, areas of smoke mixed with some sunshine. High temperatures warming to the middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks and civic media-based talk show host Todd Alba, who will take a Nightlight quiz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 past the hour of 2 o'clock on Tuesday, June 3rd. Updated weather across Wisconsin. Yes, I know it's raining, and raining pretty hard in some places. That severe thunderstorm warning for Waukesha County has now expired as it's moving quickly. There is a special marine warning from just north of Milwaukee all the way down to the Illinois line and into Chicago. Good heavens, don't be on the water in a storm like this, but just be aware of that. Actually, beach warnings all up and down Wisconsin's eastern coast. So stay off the beaches if you're in the eastern part of Wisconsin. And now, just across the weather wires, a flood advisory is in effect until 5:30 this afternoon for portions of central and north central Wisconsin, including the counties of western Marathon County and also southeastern Lincoln County. And if you don't know where those counties are, it's basically for our main listeners at WXCO in Wausau. So this area would be just to the west of Wausau, say just north of Wausau from Merrill down to west and southwest of Wausau, just north of Marshfield. So that entire part of this state of Wisconsin under a flood advisory right now. Some very heavy rains are moving through parts of Wisconsin. I believe Pam up at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids has reported that, quote, the heavens have opened up, unquote. So can confirm. Some very heavy rains moving through parts of central Wisconsin. We expect the rain to continue throughout Wisconsin today and then perhaps some more chances of severe weather happening later on late this afternoon and into early evening. Check your local weather source or keep it here. We will keep you informed. All right, back to this. Oh, by the way, we're smack dab in our special Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Up for grabs this hour is a fresh $100 bill. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app, open it up, go to one of the first 11 stations on the app, click on it. You'll see a text button or icon. Click on that and then text the word lake, L-A-K, lake, right now.
L-A-K-E.
Oh, I was going to say L-A-K.
Yes.
I'm telling you, these sinus meds have me loopy. I'm sorry. Yes, L-A-K-E. I was not intentionally trying to throw anybody off. L-A-K-E. Text word lake.
Guess what?
What?
It's a statewide contest.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's also a statewide contest, as is the rain statewide today. So help yourself out. L-A-K-E. Text the word lake right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody at the end of this hour will win $100, and everybody will be eligible for one of our wonderful, fabulous Wisconsin vacation getaways, either in the Dells Baraboo area or the Door County getaway area, along with a gas card. So be aware of that. Talking about this story before the break, happening out of Milwaukee, great story today by WISN Channel 12, Derek Rose writing this. About this guy in Milwaukee who allegedly assaulted someone of Hispanic heritage and pushed him off a bike, cut him, allegedly, stole his bike, and then to get out of the charges, he allegedly wrote a letter, which apparently he has now confessed to, in which he made it look like the guy he assaulted had threatened the life of the President of the United States. And this guy, Morales Reyes, who is accused and turns out to be innocent, is being set up, was set up. Back to this story. I think it's really important of how we frame this, that he admitted, the guy who confessed, that it was all the rhetoric, all the words around immigration and immigrants that gave him this idea. Back to the story from WISN. The letter was written in blue ink and was received on May 21st, according to complaint, and were in envelopes with Morales Reyes listed as the sender, along with a return address, also written in blue ink. All right, first of all, if you're going to do this, nobody's going to put the return address on this. So that's suspicious, number one. Back to the story. Immigration agents arrested Morales Reyes on May 22nd because his name appeared in the return address, the complaint said. But investigators quickly became suspicious of whether Morales Reyes actually wrote the letters. Using translation assistance, a detective spoke to Morales Reyes and learned he does not read, write, or fluently speak English. The Milwaukee assistant district attorney said, quote, he stated that the only person who would want to get him in trouble was the person who had robbed him, unquote. The complaint said investigators executed a search warrant on Scott's jail cell on May 30th. The complaint said investigators found, guess what? A blue pen, a paper with a note saying Scott needed the attorney general's office address, as well as an envelope under the bed, which had the address and phone number to the Milwaukee Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office.
Hmm.
The same day as the search of his cell phone, or of his cell rather, the complaint said Scott admitted to a detective that he wrote the letters. Scott admitted his intention, quote, was not to go after President Trump, rather to prevent Morales Reyes from testifying at his trial. The defendant stated that he believed the letters were the simplest way to get this, I'll clean it up for radio, a-hole, off his back, the complaint said. The document went on to say Scott knew by including the threat against Trump that, quote, Secret Service would have to get involved and law enforcement would directly go to the guy's house, unquote. The complaint said Scott admitted to having his mother and another acquaintance mail the letters for him. They said they are unaware of what was inside. Scott is charged with witness intimidation and identity theft. He's scheduled to make an initial appearance today. While Scott is now identified through charging documents as the author, the same record suggests investigators suspect his involvement the same day U.S. Security and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem identified Morales. And here's where it gets, in my opinion, just sick. And then what ISN is reporting is really key. That the same record suggests investigators suspected his involvement the same day that Kristi Noem misidentified Morales Reyes. She put up a tweet on her Twitter X account, her official one, by the way, as Secretary Kristi Noem. I got it right in front of me. With the man's picture, with the letter he did not write, and it says, quote, thanks to our ICE officers, this illegal alien who threatened to assassinate President Trump is behind bars. This threat comes not even a year after President Trump was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, and less than 2 weeks after former FBI Director Comey called for it, goes on. Of course, we know that's really not provable. Comey really didn't call for Trump to be killed. That was a complete exaggeration, fabrication. Neither Noem nor Homeland Security or their public affairs office responded to WISN Channel 12's request for a comment. But ABC News received the below statement, it says, from a senior DHS official. Here's what they said to ABC News nationally. Quote, "The investigation into the threat is ongoing. Over the course of the investigation, this individual was determined to be in the country illegally and that he had past tense, a criminal record. He will remain in custody." Unquote. And here's the kicker. Noam has not deleted nor clarified the information from her May 28th post. Nobody is, well, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm not sitting here to say, look, if someone is undocumented, they should just be automatically let go. But again, it's the cruelty here, guys. It's the fact, and not just the cruelty, it's the fact that one of the most powerful people in the United States of America, a cabinet secretary in Kristi Noem, put out a post that is absolutely 100% false on the same day that authorities identified that this guy didn't do it. Kristi Noem and the Trump administration jumped at the chance to put out knowingly false information to gin up the rhetoric further against people, particularly immigrants, not just people of color, but in particular immigrants, gin that up. And as we read earlier in the story, the guy who did this, allegedly, who set this guy up, admitted that it was the rhetoric out there pumped up by the Trump administration that gave him the idea to do this in the first place. Words matter. What our administration does matters because people are watching and they're getting ideas. And I'll tell you, this whole thing where it really gets disturbing is Trump's love affair, bromance, with Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele, because he wants to be like him. We've talked about it on this show before. While Bukele in El Salvador has put a lot of gang members in jail, and certainly crime is down and life is better for the average Salvadoran, you can't deny that. But how he did it, he set up a text line in El Salvador. So if you even suspected someone of being in a gang, you just text it and said, so-and-so, my next door neighbor is in a gang. And their version of ICE came, no defense, no habeas corpus, boom, you're in CICOT, the big prison down there. It is estimated there are thousands of people who are innocent that are in prison. Because what people did is like, hey, that guy slept with my wife a couple months ago. I think he's in a gang, boom. And now we're seeing this in the United States of America and in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, where somebody just makes stuff up and says, this guy made a threat to the president, or writes a false letter saying, you know, setting him up. And he just gets arrested. And he's still in jail. Maybe because he's undocumented. We're not 100% sure of that. But the sitting secretary of the United States of Homeland Department of Homeland Security has still not put out the truth. She's still peddling lies in order to gin up the public and the hatred against people who are not white, who don't look like us, who weren't born here. It's dangerous. And it's sick. And again, it's a painful reminder. When we see all this happening in national big cities, New York, LA, Miami, that's not happening here. It happened in Milwaukee. And if you don't think it could happen in other places, and you don't think it could happen to you, you're sadly mistaken. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Come on back. We'll take your calls. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The
Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rain across Wisconsin from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, all points in between. Most of Wisconsin, in some way, shape, or form, getting some precipitation. Some of those storms have gotten severe, kind of calming down a little bit, although a flash flood alert is in effect for the middle part of the state, kind of west of Wausau. Some very heavy rains in that part of the state. May have stronger storms later on this afternoon again. Right now, we're in the middle of our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. On the line for 7 more minutes, a $100 bill. You can be eligible to win it. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media app, download it if you don't have it. Go to one of the first 11 stations, click on it. You'll see an icon that says text, and then text the word lake, L-A-K-E, L-A-K-E, lake, as in go jump in a lake, Todd. Lake, L-A-K-E.
No, go jump in a lake, Eric Hovde.
Well, that too. By the way, a happy birthday today to our digital guru, Tony, up there in Ashland. Because I oftentimes forget to tell people it's a statewide contest, that Zomers has to remind me. Tony says, is there a timeline for when this becomes the Aaron Zomer show with producer Todd? Just from the legal issues with the contest standpoint, I'm curious. He's curious but well-behaved. It could happen, Tony. It could happen, although I am not technically skilled enough to be the producer of the show. I don't possess the knowledge, intelligence, and talent of Mr. Zomers.
And so, I don't possess the knowledge, intelligence, and talent to host the show.
I don't know about that, but I'm very kind of you. There could be a, you know, a monkey could host this show.
I disagree.
And oftentimes people think that's exactly what's happening. All right, back to the phone lines here. This story from WISN Channel 12 out of Milwaukee, in which an immigrant was set up by someone, made a threat to President Trump's life, and the police arrested the innocent guy. They found out now that he's innocent. But A, he's still in jail, and B, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, has not changed her social media post showing this guy's picture, the letter he did not write, and saying he's guilty. And again, if you don't think it could happen to you, ask the people of Shawnee County, just west of Green Bay, a very red county. They voted for Trump with 67% of the vote in the fall for Donald Trump in Shawnee County. And this week, Shawnee County got lumped in with Dane County in Madison and Milwaukee County in Milwaukee as being on the Fed's radar as being sanctuary cities for immigrants, because Shawnee County passed a resolution saying they were a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment and guns. And the Trump AI caught that up, and they still haven't corrected it. So,
look, I don't think they will.
I mean, if you think that, well, I've never done anything wrong, and I'm here illegally, nothing's going to happen to me, you're not living in reality, my friend. All of us could be caught up in this. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to WCFW, the Tap, up in beautiful Chippewa Valley. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Great job today, as usual. I mean, why would we expect anything different? When people idolize a con man, a guy who has a criminal history, a guy who's ripped people off many, many a time, a person who pokes fun at people, what a role model for kids in America. You know, everybody wants people to follow the law. When we got one of the worst criminals, and the people that he put into those positions, incompetent, you know, the woman that kills a puppy,
right?
Because she didn't train it. That's my opinion. Having trained dogs before hunting dogs. And the other people, you know, the person that drinks supposedly, you know, taking care of our military. I mean, we got a bunch of winners there. Right. And it's like being in La La Land. And I really hope people wake up, because this, like you say, it is sick. And, you know, it's evil. It's like, you know, hurting people for your own, gratification, or for your own purpose that you may be able to con people into doing something else. It is. I can't believe it, Todd. Yeah. It's America. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. I mean, I get it when people get worked up. I'm worked up. But the reason I wanted to spend so much time on this today and walk you through that, and again, great reporting by WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee, is that it shows, in my opinion, that the truth and facts largely don't matter to the Trump administration. I've been involved in politics since I was 12. Been 30 years in it. If any other administration had stood by blatant lies like this, one of their secretaries in a cabinet, the press would have gone apoplectic, as they should. People from their own party would have gone apoplectic, as they should. And again, watching some of the morning shows, can't watch all of them, but I haven't heard diddly squat about this case nationally. Well, I guess ABC must have done something because they got a response. The lack of coverage for fear of retaliation is stunning. And that's where it gets dangerous, right? Because people start thinking, well, this is just the norm, the way politics is. No, actually, it's not. And that's why we need to pay attention and realize when we're told other things, we should be skeptical from this administration. We didn't even get to the, maybe we'll get to it later. Jane Matinera, Matinera on Air this morning, and Greg, every morning from 9 to 11. Make sure you tune in. Great program. They talked about this. The new FEMA director, Federal Emergency Management Administration. The guy didn't know that there was a hurricane season. I'm not making that up. Come on back. We got Jimmy Cuska on the other side, sports director for Civic Media, going to talk about NIL. Could your kid get rich? What? We'll tell you after this. Stay tuned.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Police in central Washington state continue searching for 32-year-old Travis Decker, a man wanted on suspicion of killing his three young daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, and leaving them near a campground. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We suffer as a community. It has hit many of us hard. Going on 20 years, I don't think I've had a situation that has really almost prompted tears to come up. We feel for the family, and we see as everyone else is out here, they're not suffering alone. There's a lot of people here supporting them.
Investigators said this past evening they have no leads on Decker's location and think, quote, he could be anywhere within the nation. As of midnight Eastern time, President Trump's doubled worldwide tariffs on steel and aluminum are in effect, now at 50%. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady takes a look.
This pretty much impacts all countries, including Canada and Mexico, though there are carve-outs for